Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, greetings. Greetings, everybody. Hotep, this is Kwame Pitta, and welcome to the Word from the Point, Gold Cup Network, Blog Talk, and Podcast. I am your host, and today is May the 22nd, 2020, on a cloudy day here in Richmond, Virginia. And today's topic will be, the poor will always be poor. And there's a reason why the poor will always be poor. And it really has nothing to do with how much cash they may have, how much money they may have, how many possessions they may have. You see, poor is really a state of mind. It's a state of mind. It is a program that a lot of people have acquired over the years of being indoctrinated by a system that has basically conditioned us to become non-dreamers, conformists, people who don't think out the box, people who toe the line and basically go through the motions of working for 40 years, if possible, for 40 hours a week, if possible, and retiring off of 40% off the income that they struggled to live off of for 40 years while they were working in corporate America. Because of a mindset, you see, the distance between the rich and the poor is only 6 inches between your left ear and your right ear. But so many people have given up on life. So many people reach a point in time around maybe 25, maybe between 25 and 30, and realize that all the dreams that they had growing up are not going to be able to be obtained because they don't have a vehicle. They don't have a plan. The plan that they got is a plan destined for financial failure. And that's the plan that my father had. He's an ancestor now. He did his very best to provide for his family, and he did a very good job. But he never learned what real money is. He never learned the power of leveraging other people's efforts and talents. He never learned that paper does not save. And he didn't realize that the 401k, the stock market, is like playing Russian roulette. It's like it's gambling with your labor, with your resources. Because in 2008, he lost quite a bit in the stock market. And when he passed away, he had less than $2,000 in his bank account and a house that he hadn't even paid for. He's had several houses, his own property and everything, but never learned what the wealthy know and don't want you to know. Thing is, it's learning to pay yourself first. But you cannot save paper. You see, because paper doesn't outpace inflation. If you're saving paper, you're actually losing because of this thing called inflation. When you go to the store, and you see, wow, this costs more now than it did a couple of years ago. It seems like prices are going up. The prices don't actually go up. What's happening is the dollar is losing its value. It's becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. The buying power of the dollar loses its value over time. So if you're trying to save it, you're actually losing. And a lot of people don't know that gold is real money. You see, the dollar used to be backed by gold until 1971 when Richard Nixon, temporarily suspended the convertibility of the U.S. dollar to gold. Gold was $35 an ounce at that time. Today it's over $1,700 an ounce. Gas was probably about 30 cents a gallon. Today is about $2. It's gone down quite a bit because of right now we're suffering from an economic meltdown. Economic collapse on a global scale because of this virus that they call COVID-19 has swept the planet. Millions have died, thousands are sick, and they have shut down businesses. They've actually sent people home, laid off people, fired people, furloughed people all over the planet. The governments of the countries are giving people checks, really, writing checks, so that people can basically survive through this economic meltdown. And I see a lot of people posting on social media that socialism doesn't work. Well, it doesn't look like capitalism is actually working that well either. But we have a solution. But the solution is not going to work if you remain poor. And when I say remain poor, I mean mentally and spiritually poor. You see, the first thing you have to do is learn to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself in spite of what all everybody else says. All your friends and relatives and all this tell you, you can't do this. This is a scam. It don't work. So forth and so on. It's not that they want to see you fail. It's that a lot of people don't want to see you doing better than they're doing because they don't believe in themselves. So they want you to stay where they are. And that's inside the matrix, because the matrix is the plan that we, most of us, have gotten. Go to school, get good grades, graduate. Some of us will go to college. And some of us just go into the workforce and become good, obedient workers and do the 40-40-40 plan, as I mentioned earlier, a financial road to failure. We are not in the 70s anymore. The industrial age is over. The school system is behind the times. We have this thing called artificial intelligence coming along where so many more jobs are going to be lost. You see, the COVID-19 wasn't really the catalyst that destroyed this economy. It was going to happen anyway. COVID-19 just was the pin that burst the bubble that created this snowball effect that has rapidly put so many people out of work. In the last 5 weeks, over 40 million people in the United States alone have applied for unemployment. That's more people applying for unemployment than during the Great Depression of the 1920s. Yeah, we are in a time and space that we have never been, and it's going to get much worse, much worse. So what are you going to do? How are you preparing for the new economy? Because we are in a new economy. The world will never be the same again. There are people walking around with masks on their face, hiding behind a mask. They have mayors and governors who want to make it mandatory that people walk around with a mask on their face so that they don't spread this COVID-19 that has gotten so many people afraid to go out their house. And they've actually made it mandatory. When that mandatory was suggested that we go home and stay. Stay in your house. Well, as I said, the poor will always be poor themselves. They don't open up any books. They don't work on personal development. They just go through the motions of going to work, paying bills, and dying. Those days are over with, y'all. So many jobs that have been lost the last 5 weeks are never going to come back. I saw on the news, they said that 42% of the jobs lost will never come back. That's almost half of the population. I think they said that's like 1 in 4 people will be unemployed. That's crazy. I just got finished reading this book called The War on Normal People, How Basic Universal Incomes in Our Future. And I really believe that is going to be the only thing that's going to failing economic system up to carry it down a little bit further. It may be the thing that saves it, but not only universal basic income, but universal health care is also, I believe, going to be essential if this system is going to survive. But those that are working and making a decent living, going to be going away really, really soon. Because I remember in 2008, after the last financial crisis, when people lost a whole bunch of jobs and things, and they went back to work for less pay because they were desperate for income. It's going to happen again. People are going to go back to work for less income. So it's like being on a hamster wheel. You're just going and going, but you cannot get ahead because we never learned principle number one, and that's to pay yourself first. And an asset that's going to outpace inflation. And gold is a tier one asset. But most people don't know where they can get gold from in small increments. A lot of people think that stock market gold is the thing. No, you want physical 999.9, 24 karat, currency grade gold, pure gold. And I am part of this amazing company called Karat Barnes International, where we allow people to open up a free gold savings account. Let me repeat that, a free gold savings account, because people miss that part for some reason. They think they need money to open up the account. No, you don't need a penny to open up the account. And you can save as little as $7 at a time, whatever you want to. There's nothing mandatory about saving, but you should want to save for your family's financial future, because eventually the U.S. dollar is going to go by the way of all currencies, return to zero in value. And we don't know how soon that's going to happen, but it's going to happen because historically every fiat currency has failed. And the U.S. dollar became a fiat currency in 1971 when Nixon temporarily suspended the convertibility of the dollar to gold 49 years ago. That's not temporary. And I gave him the green light to continue to fund the Vietnam War, usher in the war on drugs that destroyed so many families and so many communities. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue on the road that you've been on that got you where you are today? Or are you going to do a shift? Or are you going to decide to open up your mind and accept new information and become part of the business of the 21st century? E-commerce is the way to go. You see, this business, what we call network marketing, used to be a whole lot harder because at one point, you didn't have social media. You didn't have text messages and blogs and Zoom and all these tools that you can use today to grow a global business from the comfort of your home. You can start, I forgot to tell you. Not only can you save in gold, but you can actually start a home-based business in Karat Barnes International free. Yes, free. Once you register, you're in business in over 140 countries from the comfort of your home/phone because you can do this business wherever you are. If you have a smartphone, an internet connection, that's all you need. But you can also invest in what we call a multi-goal package that started at around $200. It's like buying a McDonald's franchise for $200, but you make a whole lot more money than a person that owns a McDonald's franchise because the income is unlimited. Unlimited. But you know what? Like I said in the beginning, the poor will always be poor because so many people are not willing to change their mindset. They're not willing to do the work. They're not willing to put in the commitment and the time that it's going to take. It's not hard, but it's not easy. Everything worthwhile takes time. You have to give yourself time to succeed in this business. A lot of people say they get in this business, and if they don't make no money in 2 months, they quit. What I mean when I say the poor will always be poor. So we're going to end this now. And we'll be back on Monday at 8:30 a.m. I encourage everybody to click the link here so that you can learn more or get back with the person to share this with you. Be safe. Peace.